Loving God, help us to understand that we know you best when we meet you in other people. People who are different from ourselves. People who challenge the barriers and boundaries that we erect around our lives, our families, our churches, and our country. Amen. We are at risk, I believe. We are in danger of falling into the same trap that has plagued the children of God since we first walked on this good earth. We can't seem to escape from the fear that there is only so much to go around. There's only so much food, so I must keep as much for myself as possible. There's only so much water, so you'll need to go somewhere else to quench your thirst. There's only so much health care, so don't bother me with new ideas about how we might share. There can only be so many citizens in our country, so don't even think about coming to our shores asking for asylum, or across our borders asking for the chance of a better life for your family. Our society and our culture is always at risk of looking at creation and seeing a zero-sum equation. Instead of experiencing creation as a gift from God to which we are called to be faithful stewards, our tendency is to look at creation's gifts as treasures that are the works of our hands only. Treasures that we need to protect and hoard. In order to protect and hoard our treasures, we build walls and erect barriers. These walls and barriers can be as obvious and concrete as the walls on the U.S.-Mexican border. These walls and barriers can also be as subtle and as innate as the biases and prejudices that inhabit our minds, our hearts, and our souls. It was with that type of wall and barrier that can find a home in our minds and hearts and souls that Jesus struggled with in this morning's reading from the Gospel of Matthew. We don't like to think about Jesus expressing any kind of bias or prejudice. But I don't know how else to describe the encounter between Jesus and the Canaanite woman and the lesson that she taught the Son of God. Jesus had escaped from the pressing needs and demands of the crowds that had begun to follow him. He's gone all the way up the coast of Tyre, Lebanon, outside of the Hebrew homeland to an attempt to enjoy a little bit of peace and quiet, a small retreat. Well, that didn't work out for Jesus. In spite of his desire for a vacation on the beach, he encounters an unclean pagan woman who will change him and his ministry forever. Here was a woman with a single goal in mind. She didn't care that Jesus was on retreat. She didn't care that he was a Jew and she was a Gentile. She didn't care that he was a man and she was a woman. All she cared about was that her daughter was tormented by a demon. And she believed that Jesus could bring her daughter healing. So when she sees Jesus, she starts yelling at him, apparently at the top of her lungs. And at that moment, Jesus encounters the other, that person whom you don't expect, the other, the person who is completely outside your frame of reference, someone you never consider at all. When first engaged by the Canaanite woman, Jesus reacted like the first century Jewish male that he was. She is so loud that she's working the disciples' last nerve. And Jesus doesn't hear her at all. He utterly dismisses her. When he's finally forced to engage the woman, he responds with disgust. Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. To make it a little more clear and less esoteric, I'm not going to cast the demon out of your daughter. The Hebrew people have first call on my attention and my ministry. And after all, there's only so much to go around. It wouldn't be right for me to waste my attention on someone like you, a dirty, disgusting, Gentile woman. Jesus was apparently trapped in the false dichotomy of his time and place, thinking that God's grace was a zero-sum equation. All of the grace was reserved for the chosen people. If just a little bit of that grace had been extended to this pagan, then there would be that much less for those who really deserved it. We meet Jesus at his most 100% human. Some of you may have experienced rejection by the church, much like the Canaanite woman experienced from Jesus. I have. Some of you may have experienced rejection because of the color of your skin or the color of the skin of someone you love. How do we respond when we are rejected or when someone who we love is rejected or experiences the pain as a result of racism or prejudice? Our faces blush with anger and humiliation. Our eyes water with tears. Our feet turn around. We walk, if not run, away. But that's not how the mother in today's story responded. And I don't think that's how God wants any of the children of Adam and Eve to respond when faced with such rejection. Jesus, the human Jewish male Jesus, needed to change. And in order to change, he had to first meet and be challenged by the other. I suspect that many of us, even those of us who have experienced rejection ourselves, are in the same boat as Jesus. We all need to change. Me too. We all need to meet the other. We all need to meet our own Canaanite woman. We all need to meet this woman because we all likely have erected barriers and boundaries in our own lives, in our families, in our cities, in our society, and even in our churches. When we do that, we construct a boundary around ourselves. What we're really doing is building a barrier between ourselves and God. Dorothy Day, one of the great lay leaders of the Roman Catholic faith in the 20th century, put it like this: I really only love God as much as I love the person I love the least. I really only love God as much as I love the person I love the least. Jesus needed to change. Just as we do. Jesus was a creature of his culture, just as we are. A culture that taught him that the kingdom of God was a zero-sum equation. An understanding that God had said there's only so much to go around. We've got to take care of ourselves. We've got to preserve what we have for our own children's sake. That understanding of God erects a barrier between a believer and God. That would be a heresy, because God's love is not finite. It's not true that there's only so much to go around. That's what the Canaanite woman taught Jesus. And that's the lesson we likely need to learn as well. There's more to God's grace, and there's more to God's love than we can possibly ask for or imagine.